Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. June 15, 2014, A.D., in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the new age, a consummation in fire. My brother, how important is that name of Jesus Christ?
That name is very important. That name keeps devils away. That name helps you multiply energy around you. It synchronizes the angels. It brings all kinds of good things. When you say that name, it just lights up within you. That all your atoms in your body lights up. All the atoms around you light up. That name is powerful of all names. That's why Allah, he said, every knee shall bow to my son's name, because he was the great sacrifice on this planet. And check this out, my brother. The Holy Ghost has the same name. That Ghost Holy, that Holy Spirit, that Christ energy has the same name.
It does?
It does. Can you believe that?
I believe it, Biden.
It has the same name. So that's double power, man. You praise and jive Jesus to get the Holy Ghost. You get the Holy Ghost, and you're praising that name within you. Hey, man, you can't go wrong. You have peace of mind. It's unbelievable. What do you say, my brother?
Well, if that's the case, I want you to go ahead and pray to the Holy Ghost right now and use that name.
Okay, Holy Ghost. Hey, Holy Ghost, thank you. We love you, Holy Spirit, within us. We thank you for granting the peace of mind. We thank you for giving us the love. You are that love. Thank you for the wisdom that you give us, all of us, every millions that are listening to us. I think it's like 999 million. I thank you for listening, and I thank you for touching each, every one of these beings. They are divine beings. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're omnipresent. You're everywhere present. Whether they're in a deep part of Africa, Asia, America, in England, wherever you are, we thank you that you are activated right now in the name of Jesus Christos. Amen.
Amen. Glory to you, divine Savior, Jesus Christ, almighty energy. We glorify your divine, holy, righteous name, Holy Spirit, Jesus. Jesusy, we love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you so much for being who you are. We thank you, eternal fire, for dwelling inside of our consciousness. We thank you, Jesusy, omnipresent Christ energy. We glorify you. Amen. We thank you. You know, on this day, on this great Father's Day, recognized in the United States of America, it was so many decades ago that I came down to Earth on this very day known as June 15th. It was on the Sunday. It was on the Father's Day. And I feel good about it today, that it synchronized on the very time of my birth when I came to planet Earth.
Happy birthday, my loving brother. Let everybody say, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear sweetie. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you, my brother. And the sweethearts around, thank you so much. Glory to Jaja Susie. It is through the Christ energy that all things are possible. It is through the Christ energy I am young and beautiful and rich and royal, and I feel good about it. Isn't that right, my brother?
All right.
You feel young by the Christ light.
Oh, by the Christ light.
This divine, sacred energy makes us feel good. It's the spirit of Christmas. The other day I was talking to somebody, I said, Merry Christmas. And they say, yeah, Merry Christmas in mid-June. They didn't trip out. Others have tripped out. Another lady, I said, Merry Christmas. She said, huh? Are you into the same God that we are in? I said, well, if you pray to the Son of God, I guess we're into the same God. What is that? I said, you know, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, that's the same one. So a lot of people are unaware of what they are into. But we are here to educate the people and let you know we are happy chicks because we glorify the eternal energy.
And the power of that name.
Yes, the power of that name, Jesusy. Jesusy. Jesus. It's so good. We're going to just sing praises. Sing a new song. Christmas is here. Word of good cheer. Carol of the bells. Carol of the bells. Sing, dong, dong, dong.
Thank you.
thank you, omnipresent energy, the energy that's closer than hands and feet, the energy, the divine sire that dwells within me. We love you. We praise you. Your name is Jah Jesus, and we love that name. Jah Jesus, thank you. Thank you for being Jah Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Jah Jesus, for your wisdom. Thank you, Jah Jesus, for your understanding. Thank you, Jah Jesus, for your knowledge. We thank you, Jah Jesus, for good health. We thank you, Jah Jesus, for great wealth. We thank you, Jah Jesus, for peace of mind. We love you, Jah Jesus. So be it. Yes, this is Son of God University. Another great day in paradise. It's another great day in paradise. That's what I'm saying. Every time I see somebody, it's another, especially when I was in that great Northwest a lot, everybody said, it's another day in paradise. You better believe it. It's nothing like the great Northwest, the paradise, Holy Ghost City, the ghost holy city. What do you say about that, my brother?
Exactly right, my brother. You hit it right on the thumbs, on the nose. That this beautiful Pacific Northwest over there in the United States of America, the Western world or the Western Pacific Ocean, is so fantabulous and so majestic and so magnanimous, because you can feel the anointing of energy when you go to the Aberdeen Coast, Aquileo, the San Francisco Bay Area, the Los Angeles area, all up and down the whole western coast of the United States of America. It is so beautiful. And then in the Northwest, all those volcanoes. I think that's exciting. And you know, while we're on the Northwest, we want to give great honor and great respect to Seattle Pacific University.
That's right.
I found out that was a Christian college. They believe in Jesus Christ. And the tragedy, you probably heard the people around the world on the world news that they had a shooter that went to shoot the place up, and they shot, I believe, two people. One died, young guy, Paul Lee. We bless you, Paul Lee. And may the Spirit of Christ carry you into the world of spirit and energy, and you may progress. And when the president of the Seattle University, Seattle Pacific University, when they came on the television, I heard that the guy says, we give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it is through the Lord Jesus Christ that we survive this tragedy. And I heard they had their graduation the other day, I believe on Saturday in America time zone. And it was so wonderful that the students pulled together. And John Meese, the Savior, that guy, I say the Savior, don't nobody go around saying, he's got a new Savior, talking about John Meese. No, he was a Savior of that university, because he tackled the gunman that had the gun. He had rounds of bullets to kill people. And he tackled him to the ground. And there's some other students or in the hallway. And they tackled him until the Seattle Police Department came in, the campus police. And they stopped him from assassinating many students. I think that was so wonderful. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless John Meese. And I heard over the airwaves, he's getting married, I believe, in a few weeks. And on the Facebook and on all that stuff they got, they people all over the world were touched by what he's done. You know, something about the Pacific Northwest in the United States of America. When something happens in the Pacific Northwest, the whole world gets involved.
Why is that, my brother? Holy Ghost City.
That's it. You answered the Holy Ghost City. The anointed energy is right there. That, not that it's not everywhere else, but there's something special about that sparkling, beautiful Puget Sound region. And there, people rush to help. They give. It's a giving community. The people help one another, regardless of race, creed, religion, or national origin, or sexual preference. They put that aside, and they run in unity.
And that's right. Like my brother said, they help a lot of people. Every time it's a tragedy all over the world, the Pacific Northwest is the first to go. And me working there, it's just thousands of people that's doing stuff all over the world there. I meet so many people. They're doing work in Brazil, helping the homeless there. They're helping this. They're helping that. I mean, it's a lot going on. I mean, that's why the Pacific Northwest is so wealthy, because they have the wealth mentality of Jesus Christ's spirit. What'd you say, my brother?
You hit it right on the nose again, that it is a giving community, and the people, they love to give. And the good news, they give from their heart. Like you say, when tragedy happened in Iran and various earthquake territories, the Northwest, the Christian ministries and various people, including us, Son of God University, go to the rescue right away.
Right.
Thank you. And they help, you know, mankind out, which is the thing that Jesus taught. See, Jesus Christ taught these principles that we are to go and help the community. We are to, as you do it to the least of these, Jesus said, you did it to me. And no one is too insignificant for the blessing of Jesus Christ. the King of the universe.
You got that right. You got that right. Like my brother says, it's a helping community. Basically, that's what Jesus said. It's more, it's not so much of a church world. It's about blessing people. And that's what I'm seeing happen all over the world now. The United States, the UK, I mean, everywhere, people are starting to help one another. That's what it's about. And like he gave those parables. Remember, Jesus gave the parables of the scribe. He gave that as an example. Somebody was in the street. He took him up. He took him to the inn. He paid for it. You're helping your brother. I don't care what religion he is. I don't care what he is. If he needs help, right there to help him. You don't have to just all of a sudden just give money to another country. You need people need help right here where you're living, right there at the spot. The omnipresence is right there with you and everything. You help them right then and there. Some people, they say, well, I'm going to help somebody else, and then they just leave their own community behind. No, first is yourself, and then your family, then you help around you. And that's how it starts. You got to bless yourself with the Christ energy first.
Yes, that's right. This Christ energy, baby, it is so sweet and so magnanimous. All the people that they think that they're lonely, don't be lonely. If you're lonely, talk to the Christ energy within you. Talk to that dynamic universal force of life. Talk to that sacred, holy Hygeo spirit. That beautiful friend right within is so majestic and so loving and so magnanimous. A lot of people say, something within me told me to do this, or something within me stopped me from doing that. That's the power of the light. That's the Christ energy. That's the light of the universe. That's your BFF, your best friend forever. Right there dwelling in your subconscious mind, telling you and directing you what to do, and to save many from harm, danger, and destruction or death. That light of Christ, this ultimate energy, is to be treasured above all. Jesus said, if you love mother and father and sister and brother and uncles and aunts and all that kind of stuff more than you love me, you are not worthy of me.
And where was the father in there?
Where's the father?
Yeah. Did this say love father, or did it say mother?
Mother and father?
Yeah.
Yes. You love mother and father, uncles and aunts and sisters and brothers and all that kind of stuff more than you love me.
Right.
It's like, whoa. So attention should definitely be given to Christ Jesus and the Christ Jesus Christ energy. That sacred energy that Jesus, the individual Son of God, gave to mankind is to be treasured and is to be glorified. You see, a lot of Christians I heard, it's sad news on the Christian Herald, they said thousands, my brother, thousands of ministers and priests and pastors have committed suicide. They take their life because Jesus Christ failed to come back. What have they been?
Whoa,
told?
Where was that at?
That was in the United States of America, some areas in Peru, some areas in Buckingham, Birmingham, Alabama, probably there too, Birmingham, England, and also, not also America, but there's another also over there near Switzerland, I believe, somewhere up in there.
Okay.
And it's amazing. I can't fathom such, but then when I look at the big picture, it's because of the theology that has been taught in the church world. They have not learned to treasure the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, that precious light. They fail to recognize that Holy Spirit is pure light. It's the pure light of Christ in every creation. It is the light in all worlds, the light of our minds, the light in our physical temples. And when people begin to treasure that great shalom peace, that light within themselves, then they would recognize they have hope. Colossians 1:26-27.
Yeah.
It says, to wit, the mystery that was hidden before the foundation of the world, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why are you people so mangaloidish? Why are you so minutia? Why are you so lonely? Maybe you need to eat some bologna and some pepperoni and some salami. I don't know. Why are you so lonely? Well, the answer is,
They don't have the Christ within them.
That's
well, they have the Christ. Excuse me, I made a mistake.
Okay.
They have the Christ within them, but they're not recognizing. They're not being aware of that precious light, that energy that's within them. And see, a lot of religious Christians, they so much on the Son of Man, Jesus, the being.
Okay.
Now, he's worthy to be precious.
Yes.
He's worthy to be praised and worshiped. But Jesus said, I must get the hell out of here because I want you to depend on my Ghost Holy. When it comes, I want you to depend on that. That's me in the energy form, and it's within you, all around you. That's what he depends on. So if he depends on it, and Allah Jehovah depend on it, well, you know we should be depending on it. Remember, they came out together of that pure light energy, that fire light energy. Yes. They came out of that fight light energy. Now, they came out of it, and you know we came out of it. Then the seven spirits, we came out of that.
That's
and
right.
Then after that, the other people came out of that spirit. So we came out of that energy, and that energy is omnipresent. It's everywhere present. So as you walk, the sea of energy is around you. When you breathe, that's Jai Jesus energy. Jai Jesus energy is in every cell in your hand. Go ahead, my loving brother.
Is that sacred energy in the Mount Shasta Mountains in the state of California?
Oh, yeah.
In the USI?
Oh, yeah. You're trying to say, is it in the volcano?
Is it in the volcanoes also?
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere. It's in the volcanoes. It's in the water. The water have the spirit. Remember, it says in Genesis, the spirit is in the water. That's why it's very important that you take showers. You're taking the spirit of light in physical form.
That's
water.
Right. Yes.
That's very cleansing. People that say, oh, I take it every day. No, you should take it every day. That's Jesus' law. I mean, it's a principle. Let's say it's a principle.
Okay.
Because a principle is like you can do it or you're not. But law, you have to. Jesus give you free will. That's why we say principle. Now, a principle is you're taking the light of Christ, you're energizing your body with that water. It's cleansing you. And when you have that, it alives you. But when you should be taking it every day. But I'm hearing so many people every other day that you can do what you want. But that's Jesus' principle. You take it every day, and you are being quickened by his energy as you stay in that water and bathe your body, whether it's in tub or shower, whatever. But the point is that energy is everywhere present. It's everywhere. You're walking in energy. Let's look into the vibration realm. The vibration realm is that you're walking into this energy that's all around, that's alive. But if you're dead, you're not going to know about it. You're not in tune with your light of Christ.
That's
if you're
right.
not in light of Christ, you're not in tune to, when you say Jai Jesus quickens your mortal body with the energy. It comes alive. It quickens the energy around you. The angels start to come around you. Jai Jesus' attention starts coming to you. The Father's energy, he starts looking at you. See, it's a lot with this name and this energy. And that's why we keep saying about the energy, my loving brother.
Did you say, and I do believe, did you say that the name of the Holy Ghost on the Pacific Coast and every other coast, the name of the Christ light is Jah Jesus or Jah Jesus?
Oh, yeah. The name, you heard it from my brother first. The name of the Christ light, the Holy Spirit, the Ghost Holy Spirit, Jah Jesus energy is Jah Jesus.
Wow. That's
exactly the name of it. That's the name. That name is powerful. Oh, Jah Jesus, we thank you for that energy. We thank you. We love you. We praise you. Thank you, Jah Jesus.
Thank you,
Jah Jesus. We love you, Jah Jesus. We praise you, Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus. So be it. Now, that Jah Jesus energy, that loving, that's what you should be praising all the time, Jah Jesus. And then, too, you walk in awareness of that energy. Everywhere you go, you walk in awareness. As you walk into awareness, nothing can happen to you. Your chanting name, you walk in awareness, things could be happening. I remember one time I went to a gas station. This was in Seattle, and it was a shootout.
Is that in the USA?
That was in the USA. Seattle, Washington, USA, the great Pacific Northwest, the state of Washington. Walking in, going to a gas station, it was a shootout.
Yes.
I said, hey, I'm going to put this to action here, this Holy Spirit. They were shooting. Everybody was fleeing. I went, did my gas, went and paid for it, went to my truck, and left. Now, these people was under the truck shooting at this person, and they, I don't know, some kind of shootout. I said, I'm going to get my gas. I'm putting this on the prison to work. Nothing happened.
No bullets. It didn't penetrate.
Went right past me. No bullets. I'm not saying everybody should do that. They're not in that realm.
Right.
But the point is, this energy will protect you. this injury, because nowadays, like what happened to Pacific, Seattle Pacific University, government just went off. You have the omnipresent, nothing can happen.
Right.
Nothing can touch you. You have that omnipresent energy. You're saying, Jah Jesus, in the name of Jah Jesus, that energy, the angels come to your bed, nothing can happen. All negative demons have to flow. They have to come to under your command with that name. That name is powerful, and that's what we keep saying. That name is powerful. That name is the most powerful. It is the most powerful name in this three-dimensional world right now. Which is planet Earth.
Would you say it's also the most powerful name in the universe?
I would say it's the most powerful name in the universe. I'm right now, I'm just dealing right here with everybody Earth. Here, Earth. But in the universe, it's the most powerful name. Because remember, Allah Jehovah and Jah Jesus came out of the sea of energy before any other being.
Yeah.
Any other being. They came out together. Now, that's saying something. It wasn't Jehovah first. And Jesus, it was Jesus and Jehovah. I'm saying it like that because Jesus is our Father on the earth.
Right.
Allah Jehovah is our grandfather.
That's right.
It may sound strange.
Explain that, my brother, to the mortal.
Yeah. You know, Jesus is our Father because Jesus, first of all, Allah Jehovah, he was in charge of everything. He was, you know, he had his the planet Earth, you know, in the first, second world. It was very fragile. It was translucent, you know, and more just kept messing up. Volcanoes, this and that and that. So then, you know, when Adam fell, then Jesus said, I have a plan. So he came with his plan. He begged the Father. The Father said, no. I've been going through these worlds. No, my son. He said, come on. He said, I'll put my life on the line. And then that got his attention. Wait a minute. He said, hey, I want to build a world that's going to be hard as rock.
That's right.
And that sin can take anything. This world can take any. This is the most sinful age that there's ever been. This is the most wicked planet. It is the most wickedest planet in the universe. Mm-hmm. So it can take a lot of sin because of it's not translucent like Allah Jehovah's world. Now Jesus made this.
Right.
So he's our Father because he made the earth, the trees. He made our bodies. He did all this through his wisdom of intelligence. He did this, not Jehovah. Not Allah Jehovah. And Jehovah said, okay, you do it, I'll back you up. They work together.
That's right.
You know, you mess with his son, Allah Jehovah has his destroying angels and stuff. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. You don't mess with my son, you know. But they work together. So why I'm saying that he's our grandfather, because he was the first father, and then after that, Jah Jesus took over, and he created everything. So Jah Jesus is our father. So that makes Allah Jehovah our grandfather.
Well, that's right on with Happy Father.
Yeah,
Jesus
Christ, he's our grandfather.
Yes,
and
is.
See, a lot of these, you, my loving brothers and sisters in the Christian world are saying, Father this, Father, what father are you talking about?
Yeah.
And most time you have Allah Jehovah in your mind. And that's why you don't get no results.
Whoa.
Because you are praising the grandfather. It's cool, it's not cool enough because you should be praising Jah Jesus. But no, you're saying Father this because of tradition. Your mind goes to the Father instead of Father Jesus and saying the name. And those Luciferian spirits that put in the Christian world's mind, let's just say Lord, let's be lazy because we don't really understand what's going on here, so we're going to include everybody. So we say Lord, and what Lord you say? So all kind of crazy stuff is happening in your church because you're not using the powerful name of Jah Jesus. And if you don't use that name, it's going to be hell. It's going to be hell on earth instead of heaven on earth.
That's right, baby. Oh, sweet Jesus. Jay Susie, Jay Susie, Jay Susie, Jay Susie, Jay Susie, Jay Jesus, amen. Jay Jesus, Jay Jesus, I love you. It's a permission to use that mighty, powerful name. Like I say, my brother, it's for magnanimous to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. It's just natural to come in people's mind. When Cat Williams, that wonderful underground comedy guy, when he comes on the television, he says, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Comedy people, they seem to magnify the name more than some of the priests.
You got that right.
And I don't understand that. These priests, like you said, my brother, they're going around saying, Lord this and Lord that. What Lord are you talking about? Lord Amen, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Krishna, Lord Beelzebub. You know, you got to put a handle on that name. It's like, magnify his royal majesty, Lord Jesus Christ.
So when you say that name, my brother, I ask you a question.
Okay.
By saying that name, is that a prayer? By saying Jah Jesus, is that a prayer? Just saying that name?
That is a prayer. That is divine
Come on,
prayer.
Just saying that name is a prayer?
Oh, yes. It's verified by the Holy Father, Father Solomon. He wrote that wonderful book. And you can get that book in any Catholic church. It's a small book. It's just the wonders of the holy name. And we talked about this before in Lisbon, Portugal, when they had the Black Plague. The fathers and the Pope ordered all the holy fathers and cardinals to pray in that name. And when they prayed in that name of Holy Jesus, the Divine Christ, they got results. The plague was lifted. People were going through torture. They gave their lives for the glory of the Son of God. They felt no pain. The flames were burning their bodies, and they were laughing because they were magnifying the name of supreme power. So that name alone is power. It's verified in many scriptures, and John, the first chapter, verse 12, as many as received Jesus Christ and received his name, to them gave he power to become sons of God. So when that name is magnified, you become a brethren of Jesus. That makes you a son of God. You see, one a son of God with the God, because magnifying that magnanimous name, like you said earlier, make the devils run. It makes sickness run away. It debunks pain. It protects you because you're calling on the Christ entity. See, that name is the vibrating. When you spoke earlier about the vibrational realm of this omnipresence, and that vibrational realm, Jesus' name ignites all power. It is the all power. Like you say, the gods, the lords, the angels, the demigods, the transfigured beings, and seraphims, the cherubims, they come to your rescue because you are in contact with the holy force.
Look at that heavenly host. That's a lot of beings.
Oh, yes.
Just by saying that name.
Yes.
Now, you telling me in the world here that just by mentioning that name, that all these kind of transfigured beings and gods and goddesses and cherubims and angels and destroying angels and judgment angels and all this will come to your rescue?
Oh, yeah.
And plus the Holy Spirit is activated?
On top of that, yes, indeed. Because, see, the government of Jesus Christ is so big, it's so unlimited. It's over gazillions, like a billions, like gazillions, gazillions, gazillions of angels. And then you got these endless gods that's no limit to the overcomers and the saints and the various ones. The Almighty, Jesus Christ Almighty, his royal majesty, his government is supersedes and far grander than any kingdom in the universe. That kingdom of Jesus Christ is so powerful, so saturated. It's verified, like we told you yesterday, in the book of Colossians, the whole volume, chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4, it talks about the royal majesty of Jesus Christ and how his endless government, how he has thrones and dominions and powers and kingdoms subject unto him. And so therefore, as we submit to this great royal king, majesty, Jesus Christ, the supreme, things happen. Transformation takes place. Light jubilates. The Christ energy flows throughout our being. And when we begin to value Jesus Christ in us, as the scripture says, know ye not, like I said the other day, that Jesus Christ is in you, lest you be sexual perversion or reprobated minded. To ignore Christ in you is dangerous. It makes a person look like a whoopsie doopsie.
How can you ignore that Christ within you is always knocking at your door? Is always talking to you. You have to be something to ignore that, because the inner voice is always telling you something. Because like you said before, something told me to say that. You hear that all the time. Something told me to turn this way. Something told me to do that first. Isn't that the voice? Isn't that the word of God within you telling you?
That is.
Isn't that the living word that we're supposed to be acknowledging and following instead of so much the so-called scriptures, which is an instruction book?
Yes. Yeah, people need to stop worshiping the fourth person of the Trinity.
Tell them what the fourth, okay.
The fourth power of the Trinity is the Holy Bible. They need to worship the Holy Ghost and start worshiping the Holy Bible.
So they need to activate it.
Yes, activate that power within. See, because the scripture specifies this inner power. It's all through the Jeremiah, like we said the other day, Jeremiah 23rd chapter, verse 23 and 24. It says, "Can any hide himself from me, says the Lord Almighty? Do not I, the Lord," this is from the King James Version, "do not I, the Lord, feel," F-I-L-L, "do I not feel the heavens and the earth?"
Woo.
That's omnipresence right there. If this atomic unity is in every particle of the universe, it fills every planet and every galaxy, it's in every star and every moon, and it's in all the constellations of the heavens. It's in the angel constellation. It's in the God's realms. It's in hither and thither. And I'm speaking of Earth, right here on planet Earth, this eternal energy, this divine cosmic rays, Genesis, the first chapter, it says, God, in the beginning, created the heavens and the earth and the solar systems and the universe, the galaxies and the universes. That's for our French translation. And the oceans begin to be filled with the Christ energy.
Whoa.
And the Spirit of God moved over the waters, and the waters were vibrating with righteous, igniting energy, and light illuminated the ocean waters. And God was happy. Why was God happy? Because Elohim, God, was excited because light worked with God. Light always was. There's no beginning or ending of light. Light or Holy Spirit always existed with God. And if always exists, like you said, the two fireballs, Jehovah and Jesus Christ, they came out illuminated with light. And so therefore, they're eternal, and they always existed, but they had to form a body so humans and angels can withhold and behold them. Because if they would have remained as fireballs, nobody would be able to stand in the presence of the Almighty. And so therefore, he congealed his form into a celestial body. So there's God, Jehovah, the celestial body being, and there's Jesus Christ, a body being, a celestial being, and then there's the great eternal I Am Holy Spirit, divine light of Christ. That is the power that most people, shall we say, all people should and want to get in contact with.
And now, this Jehovah, excuse me, this Jesus, now he has a celestial body and a physical body.
Yes.
That's a little different than Allah Jehovah.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say so?
Yes, definitely so. Because that Jesus Christ, like I said, he pleaded with the Father to come to the earth to take on human form. He was given the choice. You want to come in angel form or a fireball form? He said, oh, no, because the people wouldn't be able to stand me. Let me take on a human form. And then Jehovah said, you don't want to go down with them heathens. He said, yes, I do. I don't know if he pointed
his
finger.
You should see, he got a fist going. What about, you said something about the atomic energy. What is that?
The atomic energy is the cosmic Christ. The cosmic means great, grandiose, omnipresent. Cosmic, the energy, the atomic is the atoms. Atoms, each universe is composed of atoms. And the atom, and every atom is a universe. So an atom can go from real small, dot, 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 to extreme big like it is today. Atoms is a ray of the Spirit of Almighty God.
So we have atoms. Our body is consumed of atoms, wouldn't you say?
Yes, we are.
So we're consumed of light energy.
Yes, exactly.
Of Jesus Christ energy.
Yes.
Which is correct.
That's right.
So our whole beings, I mean, our fingernails, the hair on our head, our skin, our organs, I mean, every bone and everything is composed of atoms and rays of light of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And so what we're here on earth to do, our destiny is to transform those these rays of light of these atoms into a glorified energy, which would energize us and become light beings.
That's exactly true, my brother. That's what makes us be not lonely. That's what makes us recognize and realize Christ is on the earth. Now, in that scripture, the book of Acts, the first chapter, when we were standing there as Jesus was ascending, and he says, and these two beings said, why are you standing there gazing upward as Jesus was ascending up to the heavens after he resurrected and all that good stuff? And they said, wow, this is magnanimous. He's going up, not even on a spaceship. He's on a cloud of water, and he's ascending up in heaven with all them fireworks. And then the two beings, we said, well, the same Jesus, as you have seen him go, he shall come in like manner. And they said, really? And they said, remember, he told you to go up in the upper room and praise and tarry, which means to praise and wait for the Holy Spirit. He says he told you to go up there and wait for the power. And when you go up there, you will so in like manner see him return again. So after it took those disciples and the various beings 10 days to get their minds organized, it didn't take the Spirit 10 days. It took them 10 days. Once they went up in that room, and the scripture says in the second book of Acts, second chapter of the book of Acts, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one accord in one place. And there appeared unto them tongues of fire. And it, and the place where the, and it, and it sound like a rushing mighty wind from the heavens, and it filled all the house where they were. The omnipresence, again, like you said, this divine energy is Jesus Christ in spirit form, and the grand, unlimited degree. That's why his name is Jajesusi, or Jajesus. It's right there. So recognizing that Jesus Christ is on the earth through his Holy Spirit, why in the earth are you Christians and Jews and Muslims and any other so lonely?
So you're saying, my loving brother, that this energy is right here now on earth.
Yes.
So we should be praising that energy that's within us, because a lot of Christians or other religions are waiting for some being to come back. Basically, we should be praising that Holy Spirit to transfigure us, because
yes, yes,
we don't want to see Jesus if we're not transfigured, because he's going to come in a light body. So basically, they should kind of want to hold him back, because
that's right.
Because if you're not up to par, you'll be burnt up.
Right.
Is that true? Yeah. I mean, like,
oh, yeah.
Because, like, a lot of people are waiting. What you waiting for? We're here to praise that Ghost Holy
uh-huh.
within us to prepare us, so when he comes, we'll be like light manner. That's what the scripture, the instruction book says. And so we'll be taken up with him. You have to be like him. We'll be like him. In this mortal form right now, most of you are not like him. So that's why he's giving you time to praise that Ghost Holy to transfigure your body to light energy. So you could be transfigured any time, any day. It's no special time. Everybody's different. It's no great day that everybody's going to be doing it. Everybody has a different time to get transfigured or
right.
to take it up. Matter of fact, the transfiguration is for the earth.
Yes.
And basically, it's a lot of beings that's transfigured that's walking around here now. You don't know it. They're not going to say it.
Are they perfect?
They're perfect.
Perfect beings on
they're
the
perfect
earth.
They're perfect beings on the earth.
Yes,
they could be working at your job. You don't even know.
That's right.
They're so secret. See, they're perfect beings just to bless the planet, because by their presence, that omnipresent energy talks to you. Just by their presence being here, they don't have to say a word. That energy, that intelligence is talking to your consciousness.
That's
and
right.
you're saying something is different around here. It's telling you stuff that you never know, because they don't need to say nothing, because the omnipresent energy is talking to them. It's knocking at your door of your consciousness. It's telling you about the Ghost Holy. It's telling you to do right. It's telling you that. So they don't have to say nothing, just their presence. So it's a lot of them walking around earth you don't even know. They are transfigured beings, gods and goddesses. Basically, that's what this earth is going to be, gods and goddesses walking the earth. If you haven't came to up to par, you're going to go with the body naked. You didn't make it, basically.
That rhymes good.
You didn't make it. Basically, let's put it this way, bluntly. If you die, you didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
If you die, listen again, if you die, you didn't make it. You didn't do what Jesus said do, so you're going to have to go through school again. You're going to have to do, I mean, if you want to do that the long way, you're going to have to do all this stuff. But he's saying you can overcome. You can overcome all this by his Christ energy. So if you die, you didn't make it. People say they're going to heaven. Really? Do you think they're going to heaven, my brother?
Well, they're going to be into a shock, because if they didn't go as a martyr, say, for example, like,
oh,
that,
right.
like
that, about the martyr.
That young lad,
yeah.
Paul Lee, at the high school, not the high school, the college, that wonderful
right.
Seattle Pacific University. His life was taken. He loved Jesus Christ. You know, he's in a different realm, because like you say, you'd be to a certain realm, like you was in the shootout, and you didn't get shot.
Right.
I was in the shootout at the Federal Building in the Seattle, Washington, years ago, crossfire, and the bullet hit me, but it didn't. It broke.
Right.
I said, well, I must have got some good six-packs, but I knew it was beyond my six-pack. I knew it was a Christ energy. But I looked at it, I picked it up, I'm not dumbness. I said, is this a bullet? Is this a bullet, Mike? Is this a bullet? That is a bullet. And the officer said, that's a bullet. I said, what's a bullet? But yes, the people, if they just drive drop dead unauthorized or die of sickness unauthorized, they're going to be shockwaves. They're going to be in a state of shock. If they didn't give their life as a martyr, see, there's different degrees of glory. There's different degrees of progress. There's different degrees. It's like how you live determines your progress in the sacrifice. If a person's life is sacrificed or slain, like Dr. Martin King and many, many others,
right,
like Joan of Arc, they're going to progress. Their bodies will return to them, and they will ascend in the glory. But these people just dying unauthorized, Nick Bite style, they got a problem. They got a problem. See, it's like, you know.
What kind of style?
A Nick Bite style, you know, going around taking the drugs, you know, what's up, you know. and they shooting up mayonnaise and shooting up peanut butter, Peter Pan, and all this stuff. It's like, wake up, people, you know. And then, you know, that's a subject, wow, I can preach a 992-hour sermon on that, why people die and how they die and where they're going to go, because there are many realms. There are many different dimensions, and they're going to be shocked because Jesus Christ, the supreme Son of God, who owns this planet, can really be considered the supreme God of this earth, and that he is so elevated and so high, that's why he gave this intelligence, this atomized spirit or holy energy, holy light, holy vibration, Christ light, holy helper, holy comforter, holy ghost, all of the glorious titles is named Jah-Jesus, or Jah-Jesusi, that name of power. So when we possess this energy, we become exempt from physical death, ailments, and everything else. That's the reality right there.
You got that right. Now, Jah-Jesus has his own kingdom, and a lot of people, now since we're on it, think that when they so-called, when they want to die,
right,
that they're going to see him. But he's at this high, elevated kingdom, and he only hangs out with the transfigured beings, the people who overcome. You may see him from time to time, but basically, he's hanging out with the transfigured beings up there. You're not going to see him like you think you're going to see him. You know,
right,
you're going, like my brother said, to a different realm.
You
lost your body. You lost out. You didn't make it, you know. And so basically, he's giving you, through the mercy, he's giving you a second chance, but you had your chance to be transfigured. Now it's going to take you a long time.
Like eons?
Eons,
like
I started to say. Eons.
Because like, it's a year.
It's going to take you a long time.
Yes.
So that's what I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters. Get it together on this earth.
Overcome.
Overcome on this earth.
Yes.
That's why you're here. You're not here just to work a job. You're here to overcome. That's everyone's destiny. I don't care if you're the president onto a trash man or whatever. Doesn't matter what you do. But the point is, we're here to overcome. That's the only reason we're on this planet. That's the only reason. The religions, they're not telling you because they don't know.
That's
like
it.
We know here at Son of God University. That's why it's almost a billion listening to us. They know in their heart. They feel it because the Christ energy, the omnipresent energy is knocking at the door and telling you, oh, that is the truth, what they're saying. That's why so many people listening. They have to listen because they know it's the truth within them. They don't need a Bible to tell them the truth. It's nothing wrong with the scripture. It's nothing wrong with looking at that. But through our voice, the Christ energy is penetrating you. The Christ, the atoms within your body is saying, yes, yes, that's true. Yes, that's true. You don't need nobody else to tell you because you have that God within you that's telling you, that living siren within you. It's telling you that.
Did you say God lives inside?
God.
Human being?
Oh, yeah.
That's impossible.
God lives inside you. Remember, Jesus put that inside you when he made you, that consciousness inside you that tells you right and wrong. You know, you don't need no laws to tell you don't go shoot nobody. Now, come on. You know
right.
Not to shoot nobody.
Right.
Everybody knows not to shoot somebody. You just don't want to listen to it. I'm going to do it anyway. You know, you know not to take drugs. You know it. Jesus is in you. Everybody got that word of God. That's the word of God you should be listening to. You know, the word of God in you that tells you everything. You don't need us. Dear Jesus, we thank you. First, I'm going to pray to the Son of God, who I love dearly. If it wasn't for you, Jesus, nothing would be possible. We couldn't be transfigured. I just love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. Now to the Holy Spirit, thank you, omnipresent energy. Thank you for that fire within me. Thank you for feeling it. You are a feeling. And let my people know about this feeling, this love feeling, this energy feeling. Thank you for your health, and which is my greatest wealth. In the name of God, Jesus, amen.
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 So we have been canonized. Jesus, sweet Jah Jesus, sweet Jah Jesus, sweet Jay Susie, eternal energy. I love you. I love you. I love you, sweetheart. May you forever flow through all humans throughout this entire planet. And thank you for the peace of Jerusalem, Israel. Even where the Lord Jesus was born on that great Christmas day so many years ago. May the truth come forth and may people's minds open up to the revelation of the happy Lord Jesus Christ indwelling our own physical temples. Amen. It's so real. The power of the canon, how we've been canonized. Canonized, you know, the word canon means to be illuminated in light.
That's
like,
right.
Like our song that we used to do at the end of the program.
Mm-hmm.
It's to be transfixed, to be transmuted, and to be transformed, and eventually translated. Physical bodies can be translated. Canon, it also can be referenced to the scriptures, how scriptures have been accepted in the canon, which is considered something that's holy and pure. So to be canonized on a higher level is to be atomized, like what we've been talking about. This eternal spirit of love. Think about it, my beautiful people all over the planet. This great light of love, the glory light, it is to be treasured. Out of all religiosity, it's time to go beyond religion, and it's time for a relationship. It's time to feel the deal for real.
Can you feel this for real deal?
Yeah, baby. It's beyond a drill. It's for real. It's magnanimous, glorious fire, glowing within us, burning within us without being burnt up. It's a love vibration that just causes you to become magnanimous. You know, in the book of Ye of Gods by Annalise Skyren, page 302, just like a 302 Ford engine of the older cars, just think of a 302, page 302, about the power, the keys of the power. And within, it's like, if you take a few weeks and just magnify the name of Jesus, or she says the term Jesus, or Jesus Christ, and to get wrapped up in that vibration, recognizing that Jesus is a vibrating power of love and light, and focus on that magnanimous name and give forever thanksgiving to that righteous eternal spirit within, it'll take you out of this world of negativity, not die, but take you out of this world of negativity and transfix your mind, and you can enter into perfection right here on planet Earth.
You got that right. You heard my loving brother. Right here on planet Earth. This all happens here, not in the great by and by. We want to happen here. Remember, the Christ energy is here, like my loving brother said. It's right here now.
Yes.
Omnipresent is here. Everybody likes and loves energy. Everybody's
right.
Trying to get some energy.
That's right.
They have energy drinks. They have, check this out, they have energy like Monster drink. Now, what kind of drink is that? It don't even sound like energy,
no.
But people are drinking it.
Yes.
You know, Red Bull.
Yeah.
People are drinking it. They go way high, and then they go way low. And all these drinks. Then you have that so be it, you know, lizard drink. You want to be a lizard?
Lizard, you
take that. You know, it's all these different things, and people are trying them. Mm-hmm. But let's try the Christ energy within you.
Yeah.
It's free. It's right here. It's now. Be still and know I am God.
That's
and
right.
Feel that love energy. It's a love. It's a love relationship. It's a romantic relationship. Matter of fact, by getting that, you become more romantic because the Holy Spirit is romantic.
Yes.
It's a romantic energy. It makes you romantic. It makes you loving. Everybody wants to hang around somebody that's loving. Everybody has,
right.
People that have love, even your enemies are hanging around because you have love, the love of Jesus Christ. That's the only love you can have. If you have another love, people will see it. It's fake. When you have the love of Jesus Christ, people feel the love. See, God is a feeling. Some people say, God ain't a feeling. You better believe it's a feeling. Everybody's trying to try all this kind of feeling. They're
That's
trying
right.
to get drugs. They're trying to get marijuana. They're trying to do all this stuff. They're trying to have a sexual feeling all the time.
Baby.
Every kind of feeling. They're going after feeling. Let's try this Jai Jesus feeling,
yes,
baby.
Yes.
That supersizes all the feelings.
Amen.
And as you get into that Jai Jesus feeling, you'll feel the feeling of love exemplified. It's just so now. I mean, it's just glorified. You can't put it in words. It's so glorious. Let's find out, like my brother said. It's a glorious feeling. And this is for now. This is for right now. That's why we're on earth here.
Yeah.
Why are you living? It's hope. But then once you croak what they say, I mean, you
without
like my
hope
brother
you
said.
Croak, huh? Without hope, you croak.
Yeah, without hope, you croak. And we don't want that because
no.
Then it's going to take eons. You know, it's different realms. You're not going to be with your loving brother Jesus.
That's right.
You know, it's just like you guys been tricked. You've been had to think that. You know, it's not happening, my brothers and sisters. What's happening is to get into the Christ energy.
You got that right, baby. Because to get wrapped up in the Christ energy, you get high legally, not high with drugs, but high in the atoms of rays of light. Now, think about that. This Christ is right here. The Christ energy, the Holy Spirit. The Bible has talked about this power. It says, and Jesus said, I am going away. With John 14, 15, 16 chapter. He said, it's expedient. It's imperative that I go away. And when I go away, this comforter will come in a great degree. Now, the comforter always was. It always been apparent on the earth, but the people have not been aware of it. But Enoch was. You go 5,000 years back plus tax. Enoch's mind. The brother of Jared is spoken of in the book of Ether in the third chapter, in the verse, and also in the 12th chapter, the third to the 12th chapter. O great light of Christ, sweet light, we adore you. We thank you, eternal energy, for flowing in our temples right now. We appreciate the feeling of love and joy. We thank you for forever flowing in our temple bodies. We recognize and we pray that the whole world would realize that we are the temple of Holy Spirit. We are your temple. We are the temple of divine, endless light. May you forever flow and magnify yourself in us. And may we forever be aware of you, Jah Jay Susi. 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 Christ energy. That's right, baby. It's so real to be in thrill.
With the deal.
Yes, you did it right on the bottom. Thank you. I love that. Because it's a reality. You know, when you think about everything, it's like recognize this energy is on the earth, in earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in the heavens. It's on the earth and it's in earth. We are the temple. The temple is the physical body is made of earthly elements. So the Christ light is to dwell in you. The book of science, it tells you that the physical body is composed of molecules and atoms. What are molecules and atoms? We just said it earlier. It's the rays of light. An atom is a ray of the Spirit of Almighty God. If we got kabillions of atoms in our being and more, how can we die? The reason why humans die is because they only use 10% of their brain power, and they lack the awareness. When the human race becomes aware of the light of Christ that dwelleth within the mind, the subconscious mind, the superconscious mind, the conscious mind, to blend into the supreme mind, then we got it. When the race of humans begin to evolve into the race of gods under the Lord Jesus Christ and begin to stand up and be firm and to stand up in thought and control your emotions, control your thoughts. How can you control your thoughts? I'm glad you asked. You control your thoughts by calling on the great name of power, being factually aware of Jah Jesus. Jah Jay Susi, you recognize that this eternal force is within every human being. When you become aware that this divine Holy Ghost is in every human being on every coast, then happiness comes. Because like my brother said earlier, and we confirm it again, that through the Christ energy, this omnipresent Christ energy, this Jah Jay Susi omnipresent Christ energy that takes you right into the new and everlasting covenant, that is the power that transforms. So if there's a power that's in charge of the physical body, the eternal light of Jesus Christ is inside of our temple, why are we ignoring it? Lack of wisdom, lack of knowledge. Oh, sweethearts of the earth, we implode upon you that you will wake up and look beyond the priests and the magistrates and beyond the pastors and evangelists. We're not saying disrespect them. We're not saying to ditch them. But we are saying rise up into the truth and recognize ye are a mighty race. O human beings, you are a mighty race. You are made by a magnanimous power, the power and spirit of the Almighty, Jesus Christ. This divine energy is in you, for you. We are fundamentally made of this energy. We are composed of this vibrant spirit, and we are immersed in this divine intelligence. And as we glorify Hagio Espiritus, or Holy Spirit, known as the pure light of Jesus Christ, once we recognize that, and we continue to call upon the divine power within us, and recognize that we are temples of the Lord Jesus Christ, how can we go wrong? How can we be dead? How can we be lazy? How can we be bored? You can't be boring, Nicole, or anybody else, if you trust in the living light of Jesus Christ. And a message to Bhopar, a beautiful queen of Cambodia that lives in the Puget Sound region of the United States of America in Western Washington, I inspire you, stop worshiping your mother who passed, says the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop worshiping and honoring the dead for 100 days. Or 110 days. Start worshiping Jah, Jesus Christ. Turn your mind, oh Bhopar, sweetheart, darling baby. Turn your mind upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I know what you're feeling. I know what you're going through. You lost your mother touch. But behold, I say unto you, turn to me, saith the Lord Jesus Christ, the living God of the planet, the living God of this earth, and the creator of the heavens and the earth, and the father of the heavens and the earth. Behold, I say unto you, turn unto me, saith the Lord Jesus, and bow thy knee and thy heart to me. Trust me with all thine heart. Stop worshiping humans. Stop worshiping ancestors. And behold, I say unto you, turn unto me and come to the living light. For behold, I am your comforter. I am your guide. I am your leader. I am your teacher. I am your instructor. I am your guide of life. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, known as Lord Jesus Christ, or Jah Jesus Christ, and you shall not go wrong.
You got that right, baby. And as we progress in this realm of life, that's why we say your way you live is important. The exercise, you should exercise your body. That's why you have all these things while you're on earth. You should exercise. That exhilarates the Christ energy when you exercise. The foods you eat help. You can't eat pig. You know, people may think you can eat pig.
That's right.
That's an eternal law of Jehovah. And Jah Jesus backs it up.
Yes.
It's not no such thing as Old and New Testament. If Jehovah says it, Jah Jesus
says it.
It's the same thing. I know a lot of people say, oh, you can eat pork. No, you can't. You see those pork heads. You see those pork butts.
That's right.
You see those
pork stomachs.
You see those pork potties.
Yes.
You see all that stuff.
That's right.
It's not good for you. If he said, check this out. If Jehovah says, Allah Jehovah
the
says,
great grandfather,
the grandfather says, you can't enter into his kingdom. You can't get into his kingdom if you just eat that.
Yeah.
It must be something to that.
Yeah.
That and the mouth.
Right.
Now, you know Jah Jesus is going to back him up.
That's his son.
And matter of fact, he's more hardcore.
If
you even think to do it, that's how he is.
Yes.
So you got to eat. You got to stay with the laws of the universe.
Amen.
The laws of the universe is pig not to be eaten. It's the detrimental to your souls. A lot of Negroes eat that.
Yes.
And it's not good food.
That's right, baby.
It's not good for you.
That's right.
It can hold you back from the kingdom. You can't inherit the kingdom.
That's right.
So we're out of here.
That's right, baby. The canon. Glory to Jah Jesus Christ. Jah Jesus Christ.